Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We're in a lonely place without Echo Park Jimmy. I wonder if he could take over for us.
As long as he doesn't talk about Haim again. Patrick, how's the soccer season going?
Well, you know, it's up and down. Tonight, mostly down. But for the most part, it's good. My daughter's having a fantastic time being a Division I soccer player, so I'm very proud of her.
And you're able to see her games.
Isn't it great? Yeah. I love technology. You just type into the old computer and you can stream it on the big monitor. It looks pretty good.
You just type in Patrick Offspring
soccer
football.
Yeah,
boom, there it is.
There it is.
Just pops up.
Yeah, exactly. Having a rough go of it tonight, but
yeah, well, they'll be all right. They'll turn things around. Okay, so I have an idea for this episode, and the show is called Rock in the Suburbs, and I'm Jim Linehan,
and I'm Patrick Foster,
and we haven't checked the answer machine in a while.
Yeah,
party line.
I noticed the light was blinking the other day when I was passing through the Rock in the Suburbs headquarters office down here, but I didn't check it myself. I was busy.
So why don't we just like empty that out? Why don't we check that one?
Okay,
out,
okay? Sounds good.
All right, see what we got. The message says it's from Echo Park Jimmy.
Oh boy!
All right. I think we should listen to this one. All right.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, Echo Park Jimmy calling. Hey, sorry it's been so long. I had to take my own vacation. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Just got back ahead of all those hurricanes. I got a bone to pick. I'm amped up on coffee and rocking the suburbs and some Maui wowee. But this J.D. Risner, the yacht rock guy, I mean, to judge everything based on a Michael McDonald song, and work backwards, I don't know about that theory. I mean, the wheelhouse to me was like Miami Vice. If you grew up and you saw Miami Vice, that's yacht rock. I just got back from Myrtle Beach, and you can really get in touch with that yacht rock vibe. And I think it all starts with, I mean, there's the side that he said, the good musicianship. The first single I ever bought, Dire Straits, Sultans of Swing. That would be good on a yacht. Some Police, some Jerry Rafferty, anything with a Baker Street, like saxophone, that would be good on a yacht. But with me, it starts with, I didn't look at the list, but is Jay Ferguson, Thunder Island on there, or Shakedown Cruise? I mean, they're a bit cheesy, but I mean, a beach getaway, a yacht, you got your vices, you got your special lady. I wrote down the lyrics, hold on. I mean, it starts out with like eight doot. Do 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 do, and then there's sha la la sha la 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 la, my lady, in the sun with your hair undone. I mean, come on. Let me see. Can you hear me now? Calling your name from across the bay, a summer's day, laughing and hiding, chasing love out on Thunder Island. I mean, Shakedown Cruise speaks for itself. I just think yacht rock is a state of mind. That's my only point. I got a few other things, but, you know, just cleaning up on some stuff. So the, Rock in the Suburbs fan club was, trading around, you know, stories about the end of a show, house lights come up, something crazy happens. Like, this didn't happen in Wisconsin or whatever, you know. And you were talking a lot about you too. And I saw the Joshua Tree tour, and I still bore my friends with the story of at the end of the Joshua Tree tour. I'm sure it happened in other cities. I think it's on the live recording somewhere else, but they end with 40, and then everybody goes to their cars. And it's just a treasured memory 30 years later of walking to the car and everybody singing, I will sing, how long. But the special edition of the new U2 has a bunch of live versions of that tour, the Joshua Tree tour, that they probably think are definitive. And I think they blow your mind. I don't know if Jim was near Washington by then, but at the end of the Tibet Fest in 97 or 98, a poor girl got hit by lightning. It was like a 2 or 3 day fest. It was kind of political, and like Perry Farrell and Michael Stipe went on the hill and did songs. We saw him perform in front of the Capitol. It was amazing. And to see Tom York and Perry Farrell and, you know, just do songs acoustically in front of the Capitol. But the Chili Peppers were supposed to play, and the lightning tragedy canceled their set. So at the end of the entire festival, Pearl Jam gets done with their last song, and everybody's filing out. You know, if there were house lights, the house lights come up, you know. And all of a sudden, the Chili Peppers run out of nowhere, pick up the instruments. I don't even think they had their own instruments. It's like they picked up the Pearl Jam instruments and went in to give it away, did a little 3-song set, and everybody tried to rush back to the stage. It was like a very memorable ending. I'll have to track that down. And then I think you talked about Chevrolet songs, and my definitive Chevrolet song is Night Ranger, When You Close Your Eyes. I remember when we learned about love in the back of a Chevrolet. No good for an old memory to mean so much today. Whoa. You know, we all learned about love in the back of a Chevrolet or some other car, but that's neither here nor there. But as far as yacht rock goes, any song from 1978 could be classified as yacht rock. And if you've ever played the video game Vice City, the soundtrack will take you right back into that yacht rock vibe. So a bunch of people filled in for Jim and Patrick, and it, you know, it makes you appreciate Jim and Patrick. I mean, they nail a wide variety of subjects. Thank you guys. But you know, the Nate Scott week was interesting. The one guy that pissed me off, like J.D. Risner, was, I think his name was Alex Tevela, and him and Nate were like, he was like, oh, there's no good rock and roll. The only good rock and roll is hip hop. And then they talked about Radiohead for 20 minutes. Like, come on, guys. There's so much good new music. But there's a whole slew of bands that sound like 80s bands, sound like 90s bands. And I, to the point of, I picked up Vice City, the Grand Theft Auto game, and not to steal cars, but to listen to the radio. Some of the songs on there. One of the best ones, Talk Talk, who everybody knows, Promises, Promises, and Talk Talk Talk. I mean, their two biggest hits are kind of lame, but there's a song on there, I don't know if I can recall it. It's called Baby, Life's What You Make It. So I'm like, baby, that's what you make it. Got it. It's an amazing song, but there's a lot of bands, but I just wanted to name a few that recall those kind of old bands. Matthew Deere, Modal Feeney Blues, his new single. It's like Gary Numan, if you've ever heard Down in the Park. And it's like sung by maybe Peter Murphy, Bauhaus. Like kind of, it's just, track that down. And I think Jim would like Always, spelled with 2 V's. And their new single, Plimsoll Punks. It's like, it would remind him of that band, The Primitives. And it's just, the subject matter is amazing. And best of all is this guy, Ariel Pink. I know everybody's heard of him, but his single, Feels Like Heaven. It sounds like some, like unheard Smith song. There I go again, falling in love again. I mean, it's like more, Ariel Pink, Feels Like Heaven. You gotta track that down. Hey Jim and Patrick, it's Echo Park Jimmy again. Sorry to keep bugging you, but you had a bunch of content scattered in over the summer about like Throwback Thursday. Like, come on, like Men at Work? Yes, I love that. But everybody knows those songs. I almost wanted to call one day and go like, what about Big Country? With, like, In a Big Country, like, some illegal, at least a little outside the box. The Hooters, they invented the Hooter. Big Country, they invented that sound too, whatever that was. That kind of, like, Scottish, like, kazookie playing stuff. But me and Jim Lenihan go way back, if you didn't ever hear about Echo Park Jimmy before. And I think I wrote my first song in his mother's musicless house on their piano. I think it was called Ducks in the Pond, something like, I brought out my little cassette. But I changed the word to Ducks in the Pond. And then I think saying it like Ducks in the Pond. Ducks in the Pond. I don't know if Jim remembers that, but then Dana Carvey stole it. It was like, if you ever saw like Chopping Broccoli, he got that whole routine from me, became famous. But, you know, I'm glad because he's kind of just like hitting the same old notes, and I hear new stuff every day. Thanks, Jim and Patrick. Oh, Throwback Thursday. Hold on. I just wanted to get it in. Anyway, I love you guys. Well, I know I talk about Big Country, but what I meant to talk about was Letters to Cleo. I mean, they're a little more into the 90s, but you always guys talk about perfect pop, and Letters to Cleo has one of those things in their song that I'll get to another song in a second by Lord Huron, but Letters to Cleo has, you know, you write in lyrics that catch in your ear. Got my toast and tea and I'm warming. It's a Sunday morning. I don't know. I'll call back some other time. Hold on, I got another call. They call it Throwback Thursday, but it should be just throwback any day. But especially Sunday is a good day to go back through more nostalgic memories. Like Letters to Cleo. Just living on a Sunday morning. Got my toast and tea and I'm warm, and I was getting at lyrics that are so like fast that, you know, they catch in your head. And the other song I wanted to talk about was Lord Huron, The Night We Met. It's just haunting and beautiful. And it's the chorus is, I had all and then most of them, some of them, none of you. And it will stick in your heart forever. It's a good one. Thank you, boys.
Okay. Did you catch all that?
Yeah, there was a lot there. EPJ, he's in rare form.
All right. Why don't we take a break?
Yeah, good idea.
And we'll come back and then we'll sort of unpack some of what he talked about and play some of the songs he suggested.
Sounds
How
good.
About that? All right.
Sounds really good. All right.
What are we promoting today, Patrick?
I don't know, Jim. What should we talk about?
We should tell people. Here's what I think we should tell people.
Okay.
Please subscribe to the show if you haven't done that already.
That's a big thing.
One thing I have noticed in looking at the iTunes charts, the music podcast charts, and it seems to me that when people subscribe, that really has an impact on that chart action. We are all about the charts, and we need it to keep rising up there. So if you haven't done it already, you like the show, we assume you do, just hit subscribe. It helps you because new episodes always come to you. You get like a little alert on your phone and that kind of thing.
That's perfect. I love that.
And it helps us too.
Every day.
Okay, so we're back now. And you heard the call from Echo Park Jimmy. He mentioned in there that he and I go
pages of notes.
He and I go way back. So he and I... Jim Petrillo is his name, and he's an old friend of mine from high school. We grew up together in Toledo, Ohio. He now lives in Echo Park neighborhood of Los Angeles, where he's dog walker to the stars. We've talked about this. And so he calls, and he just talks and leaves these messages, and then we have to sort of decode them, right? Decipher them.
He had a lot on his mind. He just got back from vacation, and he was catching up with all the rock in the suburbs that he missed. Well, we were on vacation, too, but he went back and listened to our vacation.
I took some notes. Did you take some notes?
I took a bunch of notes,
So the first thing, I don't know that I know this song. I'm going to try to find it here. Jay Ferguson?
Thunder Island. Oh, yeah. God, yes. Oh, Jim, I know it well. It's a great tune. I probably have it on a 45 somewhere, if not on a 45.
Will I know it when I hear it? Is it one of those songs?
Yeah, I have it. It's got to be on one of these KTEL like hit collections that I have around here.
So he mentioned Thunder Island and he mentioned Shakedown Cruise. We want to hear Thunder Island.
Thunder Island's the one.
Thank you. That's enough of that.
I love that song.
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Oh, really?
1977?
You missed out. Mm-hmm.
No, was that a big hit or something?
It was a pretty big hit. I swear it's like on one of these things, though, I bet. You know, like Starflight or Hitbusters or Starburst. You know, one of those K-Tel compilations.
It went to number 9.
Yeah, it was a big hit, man.
How do I not know this? Mm, it's funny.
I do not know.
That probably was an AM staple, right? Yeah. Or was it more of an FM song?
It was an AM hit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You heard it in the grocery store and on the radio. And
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I was probably high. Okay.
Glad sad.
So Echo Park Jimmy said that he thinks of that as yacht rock. He didn't necessarily believe the definition that was presented by the expert guest we had, J.D. Risnar. Mm-hmm. And he thinks of this as yacht rock. I suppose that probably fits, right? Yep. Thunder Island.
Yep, exactly right. I totally think so.
Now, I did look it up on the Yacht Rock guys.
I was about to check. Is it on there?
It is.
Okay, great.
So actually, it's called, and if you can find their chart or their ratings at Yacht or Nyacht.
Not or Yacht. Not Yacht, yacht or Nyacht.
Yacht or Nyacht.com. And then you can see all the ratings. And there are actually 3 Jay Ferguson songs that they have rated.
So he was a real yacht rocker.
Well, no, he's not, because here's why. That one, Thunder Island, they scored it at 45 on a scale of 100.
Yikes.
For, you know, yacht or or nyacht. So that would just barely not make it.
Yeah.
Right? Although our guest, JD, his personal rating on that was 55. Okay. So he had it just over.
Okay.
He would consider that a yacht rock song.
Over the Mendoza line.
The other two, Shakedown Cruise, that got rated at 17.5. And there's a song called Love is Cold.
That one I don't know.
At 13.25.
Yikes. So. Yeah,
so
that's
Jay was not below a yacht rocker, according to this. But according to Jimmy, perhaps he was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did you have down there that you wanted to discuss?
A couple things. The less we say about Night Ranger, the better.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
The Tibet Fest at RFK, I remember that well. I was there.
Okay.
And also, I remember that there was a tragic lightning strike at RFK Stadium where the concert took place. And then later that night, I worked for the Washington Post, and there was a show at the 9:30 Club where they had some unannounced guests. Some members of the Beastie Boys showed up and some things like that. So I remember that very, very well. It was a really big event. There were celebrities in town, and it was a cool thing. I did not see the Chili Peppers sort of mini set in question, but I know they were in town, and some big bands. Pearl Jam was one of the bigger ones. I want to say Radiohead was there, but I can't remember.
He mentioned Tom York. Yeah, he said something about that.
Yeah. So
I don't know. This lighting thing, it's
terrible.
That can't bring back good memories of this
event.
Not
at all.
So,
not at all. That was a real tragedy.
That's too bad. Wow. Otherwise, I mean, it sounds like a really, like, you know, interesting event.
It was. Yeah, it was kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It was a very unique event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So next thing I put down was he, for some reason, he mentioned the band Talk Talk.
Yeah.
Remember that band?
I do, pretty vaguely, yeah. Sometime around the 80s.
Oh, because he said he was playing the video game, I think, this was on the soundtrack. And
when does he have time to play video games? Yeah. When it's dark, I guess.
Yeah.
Can't really walk dogs when it's
no,
dark.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you can. Yeah.
I don't know.
But probably not.
I don't know. I haven't played a video game since Frogger. So I don't know.
Asteroids.
But Talk Talk. So he did say, you know, they were known for the song Talk Talk.
Yeah.
And then It's My Life. That was another
big hit
song they had, right? But then he said there was another one that he thinks is better, called Life's What You Make It. And I don't think I know this song. Do you know this song?
No, not.
still not. I'm not. I don't know.
That kind of it sort of melted in a morass of 80s cliches for me. Yeah. I couldn't quite get a hold of it. I might have to go back and listen to it a couple more times.
I mean, I appreciate that it's a different type of song for them. It's not what I expected.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah, it's a little bit more mid-tempo.
Kind of moody and, yeah. You know.
Reminded me a little bit of ABC.
Trying to be sort of atmospheric. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is from Talk Talk's album, The Color of Spring, 1986.
Okay.
So it would have been after those other hit songs.
Yeah, it's a little bit later period Talk.
It probably was really big in the UK.
Yeah,
it sounds like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. By the way, speaking of Talk Talk.
Yes.
And later in the call, he talked about Big Country.
Yeah.
I always think maybe it would be a good episode sometime to do something on bands that have songs with their name.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
In the title, right? Mm-hmm. So Talk Talk had a song called Talk Talk, and Big Country had In a Big Country.
In a Big Country.
And I'm sure that I know there are others, too. That
got to be countless
name
others.
Check their own name.
Yeah, exactly. I love that.
All right. Send us in the ideas. We could make a big playlist of just this, of bands that sing about themselves.
Yes, exactly. That'll be beautiful.
What else do you have over there? Anything else?
I've got a couple things. Okay. Ariel Pink is somebody I like. I don't think Echo Park Jimmy mentioned a specific song that I remember. But
Feels Like Heaven.
Feels Like Heaven, okay.
Do you know this song?
No, I don't believe off the top of my head I do, but I may if we hear it.
Do you know Ariel Pink?
I do.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We'll hear a few seconds of that.
Feels Like Heaven. So that's a new single.
Very nice.
August 15th.
Yeah, I like it. It's released. A little less lo-fi than a lot of the stuff I've heard from him. I know Ariel Pink and Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti. A lot of this, some of their early stuff came out on the Animal Collective label, Paw Tracks, but very influenced by the 80s, you know, by like Talk Talk and Boomboxes and that kind of era. Very nice.
It is nice. Now, the song he recommended that I listened to was Always.
Yes, that's right.
Plimsoll Punks.
Uh-huh.
Great.
I like that a lot. Yeah, I really like chiming guitars on that tune.
That's great. And that is also a new release. It is on their new album called Anti-Socialites.
Okay.
Which just came out September 8th.
Fantastic.
That like just came out.
That is brand new.
Yeah.
Right on top of things.
Yeah. So, yeah, very cool. Great tip.
Very, very good.
Like that a lot. Okay. Mm-hmm. One last thing I want to say on this is he mentioned a song called Ducks on the Pond.
Yes. Played a little bit of it.
So, except that his it's not how I remember Ducks on the Pond. Okay. So I need to tell my side of this story.
Yeah, you better.
And so we get this on the record so that when somebody writes, you know, their memoirs or, you know, history of suburban Toledo,
yeah,
you know, living, you know, life in the 80s, then they'll have to get
house.
They get both stories and they can try to find the truth,
yeah,
somewhere in between. But basically,
it's
here's
oral history.
Here's what I remember happened.
Okay.
With Ducks on the Pond is, so Jim, he played the piano.
Yeah.
And he was over at my house. He mentioned the musicless house. Yeah. I think that's a reference to the fact that, like, my parents didn't really listen to,
yeah,
music at all.
Well, they had the player piano.
But yeah, we had the player piano.
Yeah.
And so at that point in time, my younger sister was taking piano lessons.
Mm-hmm.
She took piano lessons a lot longer than I did. And so there was like a piece of music set up on the piano.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
like a fairly like simple little tune.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Ducks on the Pond.
Oh, I see.
But it didn't, you know, there were no lyrics to it. It was just like a little tune, just some
yeah,
little thing, right? That you would learn when you're playing piano.
An exercise.
Right,
mm-hmm,
right. So he sits down and starts playing it, just like sight reading and playing it. And then he makes up words for it. So it was very much kind of like that Dana Carvey thing. Like he's sort of making up words on the spot.
Yeah.
But as I recall, because what he played on the little Casio there was like Three Blind Mice or something like that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, I remember like this was actually like a piece of music.
Nice.
And then he's like going like, ducks on the pond, ducks on the pond. See them swimming, see them, you know, and just stuff like that. There's a boat, you know, like that kind of thing, right?
That's beautiful.
As he's like playing it. So that's what I remember.
Okay.
So,
let the record show.
That's right. That's right. And it's I find it somewhat, you know, hilarious and yet troubling that, you know, 35 years later, we both remember Ducks on the Pond in some way, in any way.
Right.
All right. We got to wrap this up. This has gone on a long time. But call again, Jimmy. We love the calls.
Machine is always open.
You're listening to Rock in the Suburbs. You can be like Jimmy and you can call our suburban party line.
Yes, do.
6-1-2-4-4-0-1984. Jim and Patrick on their seats. Tunes and beer from down the street. I'm chilling really neat. Rocking in the suburbs.
And the number is 612-440-1984. So anyone can call that and leave a message.
Do.
You don't necessarily have to talk for 10 minutes.
No, that's an option. But
but
whatever you have to get off your chest.
That's right. That's right. It's therapeutic.
That's it.
So you can do that. Or if you want to email us, you can email us rock@suburbspod.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram @suburbspod. You can visit our website, suburbspod.com.
Please do.
Where you can also hear the show and see little notes and stuff.
Thank you, Sam.
And a couple of articles by Echo Park, Jimmy, and other people, right?
That's right.
We have that. And then also listen to the show on Apple Podcasts or Audio Boom or a lot of other places, Google Play, SoundCloud, TuneIn. Lots of other places.
Lots
so
of places.
Listen to that. Okay. And I think what we should play out with, he made, I guess, sort of a nomination for a perfect pop song.
Yeah. Letters to Cleo.
Right. Do you know this song?
I don't.
Here and Now. Okay. Well, we're going to hear it.
Perfect.
Now. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I guess we'll talk with you all tomorrow.
Just living on a Sunday morning, got my toes and tea and I'm warming.
like either of us could afford cocaine.